6:38, the Chief Plug asked Alexa to play WOKV next Tuesday night, and you can hear instant results and analysis from this most important election in Northeast Florida, the state of Florida, and the country. Our coverage begins at 6 p.m. Polls on Tuesday close at 7 p.m. through much of the area and most of the state, and then 8 p.m. Throughout the entire state of Florida. Still have a handful of days to get your ballot cast in person today and tomorrow in Clay County until 7 p.m. Election Supervisor Chris Chambliss is here, and looking through some of your early voting turnout, Chris, at 53%. You all set in record pace here?
Yes. Good morning, Rich. It's a fevered pitch, and we're looking to increase those numbers substantially both today and tomorrow as we come into the home stretch.
Given that 53% turnout has already come between in-person early voting and mail ballots, do you anticipate a typical turnout the last few days of early voting where they're the busiest? What can people expect today and tomorrow?
I think that people can expect long lines through periods of the day, each of the two remaining days in early voting. And yes, I do believe that there are still going to be significant lines on election day.
As you look out to election day, do you have a projection for overall turnout in this election? And has it changed much with the pace that's been set so far in early voting?
I believe we're still going to be somewhere in the 80 percentile, and that would be a significant increase over 2016. And who knows? We'll have to see if we're going to have an all-time record that would require 88%. But, you know, it really just requires everybody to get engaged in the process.
As you all have been working behind the scenes, can you kind of pull back the curtain a bit on what the elections office has been doing with the mail-in ballots that have been returned? Are you beginning that processing where you can check for signature and be ready to start the count? And does that count begin right at 7 o'clock Tuesday night? How does that work?
So since the 20th, we have been actually processing the vote-by-mail ballots in batches. I know that we have already done batch 3, and we have several thousand in the chute to be processed on Saturday. And so, yes, every day we're comparing the signatures to the ones found in the voter record. I know yesterday we received just about 1,000 ballots, and we have already put our eyes on each one of those. And so we'll be processing those, and at 7 p.m., the first set of results will be all of the early voting ballots that were cast, and then the majority of vote by mail, everything that has been ran and processed up until that evening. And so there will be a significant number, literally looking to be hundreds of thousands of ballots will be processed and made available for the results at 7 p.m.
In terms of expectations, given the turnout and the process and the pandemic and all the other factors that are in place, do you anticipate having 100% of precincts in at some point before midnight on Wednesday morning next week?
Yes.
That's pretty unequivocal, Chris.
Well, you know what? I've always been told to shoot for the moon, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to be hard at it. I know our team has that goal. And, you know, really the unknown is the election night drop-offs, you know, the ones that individuals can drop off until 7 p.m. on election night. And that's really the unknown, but certainly – our team has, we've practiced for this day, this being our Super Bowl, and we're looking forward to showing out.
Good luck this weekend. We'll be in touch early next week and certainly well into next week as well. Election Supervisor in Clay County, Chris Chambliss on Jacksonville's Morning News. You have today and tomorrow. If you are still uncertain about anything and you're a registered Clay County voter, head to clayelections.gov.